Welcome back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario. In last week's battle, the battle between In the Club by 50 Cent and Gold Digger by Kanye West, the winner was In the Club.
You are now entering the Who You Got with Mike and Mario podcast, where Mike is always on some BS.
After the show. Welcome.
Why do you sound like that? What's going on with you? Are you okay?
I don't know. I don't know.
Please.
I'm fine. I'm not having a stroke.
I'm okay. I hate asking that question, but I must tell you something. That is the funniest shit in the world.
It's good. Because I could guarantee you, Mario.
When I hear people start talking crazy in my head, I go,
what's funny?
Are you having a stroke or something? I think that's hilarious. I don't think strokes are funny at all. I think that line, though, is hilarious. I don't know why. It also goes with, I like seeing people jump off of buildings onto things. I love it. Have you ever seen Blackula?
Unfortunately,
remember when Thalmas Rasulala jumped off the balcony on somebody and started fighting them? Man, that shit makes me laugh every rip. I love it.
So
what? That's a thing in movies. People jump off of stuff to fight. It's like Mannix. Remember when we were little, we watched Mannix and they fight underwater? The most dumbest, useless thing you could do is try to swing on somebody underwater. I love that shit. Show me all of it. I'm just saying. It's adventure. Hey, you know.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, Mario. Yes. I'm gonna keep all that. Welcome back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario. And Professor Dr. Rabbi Natasha Robinson the First is joining us yet again because she loves us.
Hey.
Hello, Natasha. It is wonderful to see you again. Wait, let me close my eyes. Hey, wow. Natasha, it's wonderful to see you again. You're looking the same as I saw you last
time. Damn near.
Damn near. Moment. It's crazy. Hey, Mario,
my beard is getting longer and grayer since I saw you last.
Yes, and my hair is growing.
And your children
quite
are
quite a
not.
Bit since the last time I saw you guys.
That's right.
My children, yes, they are growing. Okay, well, welcome back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario, the podcast where we ask the question, who you got? Not where you been, not what time it is. How dare you comes up occasionally.
All the time.
What time it is might be a good show.
I can guarantee you, in a few moments, I'm going to get
really?
Out dare you.
Nah, come on. I never say that to you, Mike. I'm always lockstep into what you're doing. Come on. Let's keep the streak going.
There are moments when the how dare you is more violent. More profound.
Man, come on. I am pliable, if nothing. Let's go, Mike. Let's see what happens.
Hello, ACT word, pliable.
That's Chicago.
Damn right. Hey, Swoopy, back up off my stool, Jack. I want no smoke.
No, that was not a smoke.
All right, giver. I don't need Lindblom. None of you rocket scientists and architects from Lindblom that come down on me because I went to the V. I went to Chicago Vocational High School, damn it, and I'm mad proud of it. Back up off me, brain surgeons from Lindblom, all you doctors and shit. Everybody calm down. I'm about had it with this slander, and I will not be slandered by Lindblom anymore. Hey, man, that's what we do at the V. We have not to defend ourselves because it's, you know, it's a big room. You have to, it's a lot of people you got to swing on when you're in these situations. But go on, Swooper. What's the deal?
He called you Swooper.
Sure. All of them. My sister went to Lindblom, rest her soul. And she used to do it too. Oh my God. I used to hear from a woman that graduated from that place in 69. You would have thought she graduated the week before she said something to me about how great it was. But that's not why you called, Mike. Come on, because this is going to be on the TikTok, and I want everybody to make sure they see my face.
Yes. Well, for those who are unaware, this is the show where I pit song versus song, or artist versus artist.
I'm starting to get that feeling. This ain't going to work out well because you got that look on your face.
Against one another.
Get that little look on your face.
And I put those things together. And I ask my brother Mario and today my sister Natasha, who you got?
Oh, and so, this is new, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't see it, it's not water. It's some kind of liquid in a Gatorade bottle. Gatorade for that deep down body thirst.
Well done. I needed that for this. Mario and Natasha, these are two strong love songs. Let's call them love songs. They're a little more than love songs, and you'll know what I mean when I say it. Today's selections. Mario, don't hate me. Please don't. Don't disturb this groove. Yeah. The system. Versus Lay Your Head on My Pillow. Tony. Sorry, I told you.
You can't fire me because I quit.
Are you crazy? You did what? No. You can't do that.
Okay.
What are you trying to do with that?
Okay, let me see if I can find something else to do.
Oh, no, it's just too late to find something else.
Oh, well.
What did you just say? What?
Remember, Tasha, when I said there were some times where the how dare you is more violent?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember I said that?
Because right now, Mario is real 90s with his face into the camera.
I cannot believe this is happening.
You reminds me of a music video.
What did you do?
Okay.
Don't disturb this groove. If anything, it should be going up against Don't Disturb This Groove. How dare you?
That's not how the show works, but I had to pick another song.
Why?
Because that's how the show operates. I have to pick two different songs, not the same song, Mario.
Woo. All right, let's go. Let's go with Run It, run the Stats.
Yeah. Cause time. Okay, so first selection from the book of battle. Don't Disturb This Groove, recorded by The System, taken from their fourth studio album entitled Don't Disturb This Groove.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. The name of the album? Look at that.
Released in the year of 1987. Record label was Atlantic Records. Not Atlantic. It's a T in there.
Are you sure?
Yes. Written by David Frank. Written and produced by David Frank and Mick Murphy, who were the System. Chart position for Don't Disturb This Groove. Number 4, U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number 35, U.S. Billboard Adult Contemporary chart.
Ooh,
number 1.
Oh, yeah.
U.S. Hot R&B songs. Ladies and gentlemen, Don't Disturb This Groove. All I want is...
Man.
That's simple enough. Yeah. I see where this is going. Second song, Lay Your Head on My Pillow.
Oh, I can't believe
Tony.
You are such a mean person.
I'm a mean one?
You're not Mr. Grinch level mean, but this is really some BS.
It's devilish, you would say, right?
I would even give you that. Don't get all happy with yourself. I'm just saying, this is wrong.
Isn't that a bitch?
You shouldn't have done that.
I'm all excited. It's terrible, right? It's the worst thing ever.
Really, like,
I was excited.
You are really excited. Happy to be like, oh, like, no, I'm not giving you that. Hell okay. No, I'm definitely not giving it to you.
It was
no.
Okay. It'll do.
It was really, this is, man, you got me crying. It was really strong.
It got to cry about it. The fuck?
It was like, you're like, I'm a demon. I'm going to hell, right? No! None of those things are happening.
I'm still here.
Tasha, you still there? Hey, babe.
Oh man. God.
Mario's old.
Oh, I can't believe you. Go on with the, come on with your come on.
The second song, Lay Your Head on My Pillow.
Such a Tony.
It's taken from their third album. Great album.
I'm Stephen A. Smith angry.
Sons of Soul, Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, that's my
Released in the year of 1993, Mr. Smith. Record label, Mercury Records. Written by Timothy Christian, Riley, Dwayne Wiggins, and at the time, Raphael Wiggins, who is now Raphael Sadiq. Produced by those same members of the group we call Tony. Chart position for Lay Your Head on My Pillow. Number 31, U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Number 6, U.S. Rhythmic Chart. Number 4, U.S. Hot R&B Songs. Ladies and gentlemen, Natasha and Mario, Lay Your Head on My Pillow. Now, the point of the show that I look forward to.
Again, you are really happy.
Show exists. I'm really curious about Tasha's answer, not yours. I know your answer. And I'm sure curious about what the universe is going to say, because these are two great songs. Between Don't Disturb This Groove by The System and Lay Your Head Right Down Here on This Soft Pillow.
Glad you said pillow.
Tony.
I was confusion. I was a little confused. I was like, where?
As I was saying.
Talking about higher learning.
And lay your head on my pillow.
That's a whole different sponsorship deck. Man.
That's who you got at midnight.
who you got hug is what it would be.
Oh, who you got now?
That train.
I want to jump in, but this will go on for another 20 minutes. So between the two songs that I have selected, Mario and Natasha, please tell me and the universe, if you can, who you got?
Don't Disturb This Groove.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you all next time.
I'll see you all next time. I ain't even had a chance to say that yet. First of all,
you know, like, you don't even have to. Great. This is.
Yeah, this show could have been a group chat.
Yes, I do.
It could have been an email. Look, here it is. Really quickly. Actually, between those two songs, Lay Your Head on My Pillow by the Tonys. Absolutely. Come on, man. Lay Your Head on My Pillow. The musicality of that song is top-notch Tony. I mean, I got tears in my eyes. Y'all are crazy. It's top-notch Tony. It's top-notch Raphael Wiggins. That is a brilliant-ass song. Don't Disturb This Groove is way up there for me. But in comparison to these two songs, it's the Tonys. Nah. Who you got, Michael Lockett?
I get to break up the thing here.
That's a noise. Not an answer.
This is way harder than the last selection I had. This is.
Uh-huh.
Both of these songs are on the tape that we haven't talked about in a long time.
Ooh,
they are
sure.
Both on the tape.
Yeah, they are.
No question.
Yeah, they are.
Which would I play first? There's no better for me. There's not a better song. I would not pick one of this because it's better. They're both outstanding. Which would I play first? Whew, that's tough. Nostalgia. Don't Disturb This Groove. For that guitar solo. Oh my God. That's the best part of that whole song. And the groove at the end. I thought I was going to say Don't Disturb His Groove. But that guitar solo and the vamp at the end of the Tony song, for me, puts it over the edge. So, surprisingly, and the reason I did this, Mario, because last year, 2 years ago, you said there are not many songs
there are
fuck with Don't Disturb This Groove, right?
There aren't. So it's a handful.
Yes, and there are. In my mind, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, but you found was like, the one that
yes,
could.
There are.
Yeah, there are. There's probably a couple
I have a couple of options that
you
I put up against
sub,
Don't Disturb This
you
Groove.
Do a sub-aggravating ass song to, how dare you?
What I'm saying is because of your statement, I was like, oh, hell no. There are songs that are better than Don't Disturb This Groove. Mm-hmm. I was determined to find the one that was better. I'm like, well, I can't do the Isley Brothers because Isley Brothers beat everybody. Like, well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are 1,000 Isley Brothers songs that would defeat Don't Disturb
Smoke
This Groove.
Smoke that. They would destroy Don't Disturb This Groove. Yeah.
Yeah. I needed something that was closer in time and quality. I think Lay Your Head on My Pillow fits the bill. And I'm going to pick that song, surprisingly. I did not think I was going to before the show. I thought I had my answer. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Natasha.
Anytime.
So, Natasha, we do have
mm-hmm.
a couple of moments. Why The System as opposed to 3T for you?
I have always loved the musicality and the time stamp on Don't Disturb This Groove. It just,
mm-hmm.
when you hear that, that I already know I'm getting ready to give you full body black church alto on Don't Disturb This Groove with the body roll. I sing all parts. And sometimes I will sing a part that is not in the song because I feel it needs to be balanced out because mm-hmm. you just hear maybe tenor and soprano, mm-hmm. but you don't hear no alto. It's just one of these terms that is used now is core memory unlocked. the when you hear something or you see something, it's like, oh, core memory unlocked, like you know, that yeah. Pixar movie, Inside Out, where they go in, you know.
Sad. One of the saddest cartoons. Listen, let me tell you,
because I will full-blown weep like Seeley found Nettie at the end of Color Purple.
Oh, wow. Not Seeley found Nettie.
That Inside Out.
Come on, man. I'm like, I'm watching this like with my kids.
And all of a sudden,
like,
now you got to have a discussion afterwards because things done grown awkward. So when they talk about her core memories and what is unlocked, that is how I feel about Don't Disturb This Groove.
Good choice. That's a banger from the 80s. That song.
It's one of the best of the 80s songs. Easy. Yes. Easily. Yes.
And that, it's interesting because I would not say that about Lay Your Head on My Pillow in the 90s. That's crazy. There were many songs in the 90s I would pick before Lay Your Head on My Pillow. Interesting.
You know what, though? You say that, but really, that real quick, the era of the Tonys, right? They ran it for the most part. They're the reason why a lot of those other groups... Yeah, I mean,
they are standard, yes.
They ran it, but so I hear what you're saying, though.
But for me, I would pick Jodeci's song over them, Boyz II Men. I would pick a Silk song. I would pick other artists I know specifically. I would pick over Lay Your Head on My Pillow, but that guitar solo and that end groove is
now.
This makes me
if
close
you
my
had head. Done, yes, Don't ma'am. Disturb This Groove. Versus Whatever You Want by Tony.
You would pick
that's
Tony.
A hard one.
Tony,
I
for you?
Took a nap because that whatever you want now, as before, when I said that John B is the grocery store, Whatever You Want is the liquor store.
I think whatever you
because you might play around
list.
And get a choir
it's not
while you trying to get
some
Cheetos
not malt liquor why you getting Cheetos
because I don't drink malt liquor. I'll drink malt liquor.
You don't drink malt liquor.
This kind of establishes no Miller High Life. No Miller High Life.
Did y'all see that
Miller
movie, High Double Life. Take? Did y'all see Double
no.
Take?
No. Who's in Double Take?
Eddie Griffin and Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
Jones?
I remember.
Bloom.
Orlando Jones.
Jones. Bloom is the girl.
Anyway. Orlando Bloom ain't going to never be in no Double Take. He's Lord of the Rings.
So, yes. I mean, you know what? This is Oz. This is our show. We could say
it's your show because last time I checked on top of my screen, it says Who You Got with Mike and Mario. It don't say and them.
And your name. Your name and them. And your name is first, sir. Yeah.
So you stand on business. Say what the fuck you just said. Go ahead.
I called Orlando Jones, Orlando Bloom.
And we meant it.
But I don't mind that I said Orlando Bloom, even though he seems to be a little touched in the videos that I've seen.
He's in the Lord of the Rings.
Oh shoot, I'm not talking about that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Orlando Bloom. I'm talking about the other little boy from the show with the girl from the Cosby Show. Raven Simone.
Oh, you talking about
show.
That Orlando.
And the dude. Yes. Orlando Bloom is the Caucasian for Legolas.
We don't put our name
that's
on him.
He's the what?
You talking about Orlando Brown.
He's a what?
He's Legolas is his name. Orlando Brown.
Yeah, you're talking about Orlando Brown, but he's you
the
what
one
did
is
you say?
So certifiable.
What is a Philegolas?
Okay. It's not Philegolas. Legolas is a character from Lord of the Rings. which Orlando Bloom
don't know about no rings.
Played.
The only ring, chicken.
That's
onion,
unfortunate.
Them the rings I know
that's
about.
Unfortunate.
I know about no Lord
that's unfortunate.
Of the ring.
But you know, I don't drink eggnog, so it's okay.
You don't drink eggnog? What?
And I hate beer, so you don't have to know about Lord of the Rings.
We need to talk about his confessions because you don't what?
You know I only drink eggnog. I hate eggnog and I hate beer. We've had this
you
conversation.
Don't like
I can
drinking
play,
when
I can
we
play
had
video. I've said it. No, you were sitting. You were sitting right there, like you are, probably in the same spot because the picture's right behind you. You were sitting right there. You and Mario were like.
Oh yeah, you did say that, and I tried to get you to drink it with whiskey in it, and you still said no. That's why they don't sell that stuff.
Yes, because I don't drink whiskey. I don't drink alcohol, so that would be rather difficult to pour inside of the eggnog that I don't drink.
Don't worry about it, buddy. I got your back, buddy.
All right. Well, wow. The path we've walked away from the path on purpose.
On your perspective.
Yes, depends on your perspective. Yes. Okay, so between these two fantastic songs, Don't Disturb His Groove and Lay Your Head Upon My Pillow.
Wow, upon.
My Sister from Another Mister, Natasha, has chosen Don't Disturb His Groove. And Mario and I lean toward Lay Your Head on My Pillow because, well, it's a great song. You all get to choose once I post this on Facebook and I get slapped and kicked and punched and cursed out and all of that because I see this happening with these two songs. Although I did have an answer, it was not an easy answer. Wow. I'm going to go play both of these songs. They're so freaking great.
Yeah, they are.
All right. So, Natasha L. Robinson. I'm sorry. Dr. Professor Rabbi. Natasha L. Robinson, the first.
It is the first.
That's right. That's absolutely the first. And the only. It will not be a second or third or fourth after this, unless you deem it so. And we've already had this discussion that would not be taking place. Woo, one was enough. Okay, well, yes. And Mario, thank you also for joining us on your show.
Oh, yeah, I was here.
We appreciate you.
I was here for it. I was here.
It is.
I stopped by. I hung out and said some things. We sang songs and talked about chocolate cake and eggnog and all kinds of things. And thank you for clearly saying it was the pillow that someone would be laying on and not something else. And thanks. Hey, who you got with Mike and Mario? Who's always like, why y'all looking at me like
you,
that?
Because you paused.
Looking for new.
You paused.
Mm-hmm. Is always looking for new sponsors to join the ride. If you feel so inclined, reach out to us, please, via the DMs on Facebook. Or if you got our number in our map, then here's that one. We will see you all soon. Get the hell out of my car. I've got things to do. Don't forget to rate and review.
Bye, Tasha.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Tasha.
Think about it. Later. Who you guys we really want to know. Who you guys. Say it one more time, one more time. Who you guys. With Mike and Mario.